When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I'm John Batchelor, and the news from Haiti is chaotic. The prime minister has not yet returned to the country. He is now in Puerto Rico. The gangs, there are several major gangs, but what I've seen on video provided by Reuters, the very brave journalists who are walking those streets, is that gang leaders in full body armor are boasting of their ambitions, surrounded by what appear to be teenage boys with brand new automatic weapons hanging over their shoulders and ammunition pouches around their waists. Otherwise dressed in pickup basketball garb, whatever, in the streets of Haiti. The American embassy has warned all American citizens to leave Haiti. At this point, there is doubt about the Kenya police force continuing because there's pressure back home in Kenya about the risks that are in Nairobi, about the risks that are being taken. Professor, Haiti has been in decline for many years. It's not going to be disrupted in any fashion from its chaos by any amount of military intervention. I was reviewing photographs from the 20th century about Haiti, and I found one that didn't have an automatic explanation. It was clearly military personnel deployed to Port-au-Prince, and the date was 1920, and it could have been 2024. Change the uniforms, put color in it as opposed to black and white, the same story. Right now, is there any thinking about a remedy for what appears to be a Hollywood apocalypse going on in Port-au-Prince?
Well, and you make a great point in mentioning the 1915 to 1934 U.S. occupation of Haiti, John, as well as U.S. involvement when things got chaotic back in 1994 and in 2004 as well. That repeatedly, I think, given the proximity of Haiti, U.S. for both strategic reasons and political reasons have found it necessary to try to fix the deteriorating situation, but have repeatedly been unable to achieve enduring change. As you point out, things have really deteriorated rapidly. And just a little bit on the gang background, it's important to understand also that, the gangs have been around in Haiti for quite some time. There's been fragility of the Haitian state for quite some time. But over years, the different gangs were used by politicians, as occurs elsewhere in the Caribbean, for their own ends, to try to intimidate opponents, to try to deliver votes in the barrios. But with time, in better arms and criminal illicit funding, the gangs actually came to become more powerful than the politicians. Indeed, the previous president, Jovenel Moïse, who was of course killed, who was assassinated just a short time ago, was one of the people who was seen as having contributed most to the exploitation of those gangs for political purposes. But now, essentially, what you've had is two large groupings of gangs. One's called G9 under a former police chief, Jimmy Cherizé, otherwise known as Barbecue, as well as another big grouping called GPEP. And collectively, those gang groupings have come to control about 80% of Port-au-Prince, the capital, and a big chunk of the country as a whole. Now, the most recent development as things have deteriorated is that as the non-elected...
We have 30 seconds, Evan. Go ahead.
As the non-elected president, Ariel Henry, was out of the country in Kenya trying to negotiate a change. The two gangs, which have decided to collaborate with each other, essentially started a massive uprising that included the freeing of political prisoners and prisoners in two major prisons, attacks on infrastructure, including police stations, including the National Stadium, and including the port and other things, effectively trying to bring down the government in Henry's absence and prevent Henry from getting back into the country. And so right now what you have is a rapidly deteriorating situation of chaos, relatively close to U.S. shores.
Professor Evan Ellis, The New World Report. I'm John Bachelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Bachelor.